A warning, this next story contains disturbing details of sexual assault and will last about 3 minutes. A man at the center of a mass rape trial in France testified today. He is accused of drugging his wife and offering her up to a steady stream of men from an online chat room. The rape trial of 51 men has riveted and shocked France. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
"I am a rapist," 71-year-old Dominique Pellicot told the court in the southern city of Avignon, admitting to drugging his wife for a decade and bringing dozens of men in to abuse her in her own bedroom while he filmed. He spoke in a low voice, sometimes near tears. He said his wife of 50 years, Gisèle Pellicot, did not deserve this, that he had a problem, and begged his family for forgiveness. The crime has enraged French women, who poured into the streets of several cities over the weekend. In Paris, they chanted, "Rapist, we see you. Victim, we believe you," and demanded an end to what they call France's rape culture, where they say violence against women is minimized and normalized. Géraldine Pacot believes this trial could change something.
"We never felt such an anger. It's something really strong that happens now."
71-year-old victim Gisèle Pellicot has become a hero by insisting on a public trial. Pellicot testified in court 10 days ago. She spoke about years of memory lapses and blackouts she didn't understand until the police called her in one day. They had arrested her husband on unrelated charges and found 20,000 pictures and videos on his computer. She told the court she had believed her husband was a good man. Now she was trying to rebuild her life from the ashes. On Monday, Gisèle Pellicot told the media she was moved by all the support.
"Plus particulièrement celles et ceux qui ont pris le temps de se réunir samedi dernier.
Especially everyone who came out across the country to demonstrate for me," she said. "Thanks to you, I have the strength to go on." Pellicot said she represents all victims of sexual abuse. In the courtroom in Avignon last week, a psychiatrist testified that many of the accused men had been abused as children. Some of the 50 on trial sat slumped. Others wore masks and hats. 18 not granted bail sat in a specially built box. Dominique Pellicot, now the ex-husband of the victim, says he was raped when he was 9. But Brigitte Abdelli, who came to watch the trial and support Gisèle Pellicot, says she rejects that as a line of defense.
"C'est trop facile de dire.
When you have lived through pain, you don't pass it on," she said. The men risk 20 years in prison. Many claim they thought Gisèle Pellicot was a willing participant in a sex game and that her then-husband told them his wife had taken something to calm her nerves. Today, Dominique Pellicot said they were all rapists like him. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.